with BookBeat and Don Swaim. The hero of John Barth's recent novel, The Last Voyage of Somebody the Sailor, is the surviving half of opposite-sex twins. Here's Barth.
This is a theme, as I don't have to tell you, Don, that runs through much literature and mythology. If we think of Aristophanes and Plato's Symposium saying that we're all, each of us, the fallen half of some once complete union.
John Barth himself is half of a pair of opposite-sex twins.
We twins know that for a fact, you know, from our earliest days, that we really are a unit that consists of more than our individual selves. If we're not psychopathological, we lose that feeling as we mature.
The Last Voyage of Somebody the Sailor defies convention. In one scene, Simon Baylor, the hero, has been taken back in time to the ancient world of Sinbad the Sailor. The next recounts Simon's childhood and maturity on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Simon's story, as some reviewers point out, is sort of a generic John Updike marital experience combined with the growing up stories, which are a kind of staple of our literature.
But perhaps Barth's fantasy world is not that much different from the real world he writes about.
To Sinbad and his friends, the things that Simon Baylor are talking about, ordinary things like automobiles and airplanes and wristwatches and so forth, are harder to swallow than what they're very familiar with, floating islands and giant birds and genies that pop out of bottles.
John Barth isn't for everyone, but his novel, The Last Voyage of Somebody the Sailor, is a masterpiece of creative imagination, published by Little Brown. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist John Barth was working in his college library when he met Scheherazade.
I first discovered her putting those books back on the shelf in the library of Johns Hopkins University when I was an undergraduate. She was not on any reading list. I think The Thousand and One Nights is still rarely to be found on university reading lists just because it belongs to the Islamic tradition.
It's safe to say that John Barth is preoccupied by Scheherazade, the teller of the 1001 stories of the Arabian Nights.
But everybody knows who Scheherazade was, but perhaps few people have read The Thousand and One Nights, comparatively speaking. And my God, even in Spain, I mean, you see images of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza everywhere. In fact, very few Spaniards have read through Cervantes' novel, but they all know the image.
Scheherazade's greatest hero is Sinbad the Sailor.
Sinbad never goes to sea for any other reason than to get rich. He meets monsters. Every one of his voyages is a disaster. He's a very bad man to sail with because he's always the only survivor.
In his novel, The Last Voyage of Somebody the Sailor, John Barth sends his contemporary hero back in time to Sinbad's world.
So much of his action takes place in the Persian Gulf and in Basra and Baghdad, but it was written back in the days when Saddam was our friend.
People, names, objects all seem to reappear in different guises throughout Barth's novel, such as a wristwatch and the lengths of its wristband.
But it's not so surprising that in a novel, one of the cardinal themes of which is time, that a wristwatch would be perhaps the key to the whole plot.
Sample the genius of John Barth in The Last Voyage of Somebody the Sailor, published by Little Brown. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Barth's novel, The Last Voyage of Somebody the Sailor, is a story within a story within a story, a quirky juxtaposition of reality and fantasy, not unusual for a writer often described as a postmodernist.
A postmodernist writer, by my definition, if it's going to be something worth paying attention to, is a writer who, A, does try to keep one foot in the high-tech present and one foot in the ancient narrative past, and who, B, is trying to do something fresh and new and even passionate.
John Barth started out as a musician, expecting to become an orchestrator, not unlike the role of a writer.
I like to take a received melody, let's say, like Sinbad's Voyages, or the traditional stories of young Americans losing their innocence, and then reorchestrate them to my purposes.
John Barth won the National Book Award in 1972 for Chimera.
When I won the National Book Award some years ago, I was moved to say that my definition of a worthwhile literary prize is one that at least now and then will be awarded to an author, despite the fact that he or she happens to deserve it.
But Barth himself declines to serve on awards panels.
I have always refused to do two things, at least in the literary world. One is to adjudicate my fellow writers by being a panel judge. The other is to adjudicate them by writing a book review. My vows to the muse, which I made early on in the game, prohibit me from doing either of those two things.
Little Brown published John Barth's most recent novel, The Last Voyage of Somebody the Sailor. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.